Yeah, a lot has changed.
First is LeBlanc's marital status.
Well, 2017 was a very hard year. Shannon and I divorced. Well, we separated, and our divorce went through last year.
LeBlanc received his Alzheimer's diagnosis about 5 years ago. He says it's been tough for him and was just about as difficult for his wife and now grown children, who had to watch up close as he deteriorated little by little.
There was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of crying, you know, and so forth. And I knew that it was me, or not me, but my disease. I don't even want to blame it on that. I'm not putting blame on anyone, but I know how hard it was for them to see me like that.
It was LeBlanc's decision to leave, to spare his family from the burden of caring for him.
I wanted them to live their life and do whatever they wanted to do, and it basically gave them the freedom. They didn't have to worry about, you know, being home or bringing me here or bringing me there. They could do whatever they wanted. And that made me happy that they could do that. But at the same time, it was horribly, horribly sad.
To help adjust to the change in his marital status, LeBlanc sought a fresh start in a new city. So he relocated to Knoxville, Tennessee. He moved in with a friend who was also navigating life with early onset Alzheimer's. In hindsight, it was not a good decision.
All I can say is this. If you know somebody that has Alzheimer's and they say, hey, I got a great idea. I'm going to move to a place that I've never been before, and I'm going to start my whole life over again. What I would suggest that you do is just reach over and slap them in the face and say, you stupid, stupid person.
All jokes aside, LeBlanc says Knoxville is a beautiful city. And during his stay, he made many wonderful friendships and connections that he still has today. But he says after a while, he came to the realization that he is a very difficult person to live with.
You know, they're doing studies now on anxiety, frustration, and anger in people that have a dementia-related illness. And it's not so much that you're angry at someone. You're angry with a certain thing. And something very, very, very small and little can just set you off. And that's what happened with me. And so we realized that it wasn't working.
LeBlanc moved back to Pensacola last spring.
I actually moved back here to Pensacola on, it was April Fool's Day.
For our interview, I met LeBlanc at his new apartment. As expected, he says his newly single life back here has been an adjustment.
It's been difficult living on my own, but I will say that I'm not managing it 100%, but I'm doing the best I can.
LeBlanc has not had to face life totally on his own, thanks in great part to his now ex-wife, Shannon. He says she calls him once a day to check on him and often makes herself available to ensure he has what he needs.
On rainy days, she'll call and say, do you need to go to the grocery? Because she knows I'll walk everywhere I go. And so she'll bring me. She just makes sure that I'm okay. But yet she still can leave this and go back to her place.
Thankfully, Shannon's was the first face Brian LeBlanc saw after the latest major development in his life, triple bypass heart surgery. We'll hear more about the surgery, which occurred shortly after our conversation, his history of heart disease, and his recovery in our next installment. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.